So I'm a Reiki master now. So cool. And I got my reflexology diploma. So I'm doing reflexology foot, hand, and ear. So I'm doing advanced reflexology. So if you have a problem with your feet, we can always go to your hands. Or if you have arthritis or something wrong with your joints, we can always do it in your ears. So that's really cool. Basically, a reflexologist knows where the pressure points are in your feet, hands, and ears, where they connect to the nerves in your nervous system to different parts of your body. So, for example, the beginning, the head is our fingertips and our sinuses, and then we go down and into here is our heart and our lungs, and then the belly. And then down here is our legs and our feet. And around here is like your, sacral. So really the chakras line up on the hand and also with the feet. So I've learned where all the different things are. For example, if you have shoulder pain, you know, gripping in this area of your hand, your finger, pinky finger to the side. If you go onto my YouTube, you can see what I'm doing if you're listening via Spotify or iTunes or something. But anyway, so next to the pinky is the pressure point for the shoulder. Oh, I get a lot of neck pain and stuff like that, so that's really nice. And the third eye, this is really cool. The middle of the thumbs and the big toe is our pineal gland. So the pineal gland is our third eye. Our third eye is made up of the pituitary, the pineal, and the hypothalamus, and the hippocampus. And all these things control all our hormones in our body, and the sexual hormones like estrogen and insulin. And also it has the insulin as well as cortisol. So all of those things are processed in that part of our brain, and cortisol is that fight or flight, that anxiety, that stress chemical. And so if you are feeling anxious or stressed, pushing on the middle of your thumb or on your big toe, holding that for 5 seconds and releasing and doing that a few times. And then just giving yourself kind of a little hand and up and out of the thumb, starting at the base of the hand, going up and out the thumb, carrying that energy out. So really a lot of stress just in the palm and the thumb can be relieved by the right pressure and the right pushing and releasing. So I've really enjoyed classes. I'm so excited. I was writing essays and answering questions, and I actually did a really good job because I totally had test fear. So it's a big deal. So I look forward to adding these services. I've already been using them with some of my clients, and they love it. So on my website, coffeechaosandkisses.com, you can sign up for Reiki and reflexology. Or just reflexology, or just Reiki. And then with the master, the Reiki master attunement, this is really exciting. I will be doing courses on becoming, you know, teaching other women to become Reiki practitioners and attuning them level 1 and 2. So I have already done one class, and I'm very excited, and I look forward to doing more. I'm already ready. I've got my books ready and everything. And so I've been very, very busy. I know it's been a minute since I've done my podcast, but look at all the things I've done. So I am happy to bring these services to you and go deeper into your healing journey with you. Also with reflexology, it helps pinpoint different areas where your body is experiencing pain or a deep old story that hurts, like guilt or shame, in our bodies, when we ignite that nerve, what it does is it sends a signal to the brain, okay, like light up the space in the body, and the deadened part of the nerve that is holding that old story is then woken up, kind of like, hey, and it goes around it and kind of wakes up the nerve in that space. So, for example, if you are experiencing, let's say, grief, okay, I think we've all been, sadly, we've probably all experienced some sort of grief one way or another. So, grief is in our heart. Compassion and God. God is love. God is light. Our soul is in our heart. So the heart is the pad of the hand with the lungs. That's our heart chakra, right? And so if we're really experiencing some grief and we do some Reiki, blowing heat into your back, into that space, and doing a little bit of pulling energetic cords, and then finishing off with some reflexology in your pressure points in your hand and your feet, really awakens the anatomy in that space, all the nervous system in that space, and you're also breathing into your lungs there, right? Your heart chakra there. So you're breathing in, filling up intentionally from the inside, and then also receiving heat from me, and then connecting from other points on your body. Should really help you cry if you are a person that can't cry or struggling to shift grief and can't seem to shift it. That is, altogether very helpful. So I am so excited. I'm taking appointments. I'm also having an event on May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo, here in the DFW area. And so it's going to be a women's event, and we're encountering the Holy Spirit in different ways. So we're bringing in three Reiki healers who are all Jesus lovers. We all love Jesus, and we're working with the Holy Spirit in different ways that we have been given gifts by God, and we all bring something different to the table. So it's going to be a great mashup of kind of energy tools, energy work tools with scripture and biblical, journey. A woman's only retreat, there are only 8 spaces. So I pray that you pray and see if this is something that you may need. But this is supposed to be kind of a rejuvenation of faith, a clearing of old stories. You'll receive a little goodie bag as well as personal one-on-one Reiki healing from Sarah and from myself. And then there will be drumming and singing over you, which is Katya's beautiful gift from the Holy Spirit. And that's going to be a beautiful sound bath for your ears. And we protect our ears and our eyes from the enemy. So we'll go through about, it's going to be about 4 hours, the last hours for communing and hanging out. But we are going to go through a beautiful journey with the Holy Spirit. And so I'm so excited. This is our first one. And I know God's going to do some magical stuff. And I like have a tickly butterflies in my belly kind of feeling about it all. So, if you're interested, message me and I can send you the link. It's going to be in North Richmond Hills at my girlfriend's salon, Willow Sage Salon. And it's from 2 till 7. So, We are calling that the Healing Heavenly Healing Retreat. And again, it's for women. And it's on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And we'll have refreshments and snacks. I just had a lot of stuff to tell you guys. And if you're still with me this far, I appreciate you so much.
I'll post my website in the comments so that you can check it out and see what the services are all about. And if you're being moved to come to this event, message me and I'll send you the link and all the details, okay? Probably gonna do a little video about what it's going to be like an experience, what it's going to be like. So yeah, I love you guys. Thank you for your patience. I know it's been a minute since I've podcasted. You can also check me out at Let's Party Prayer and Punk Rock, which I'm using our set today. So anyway, I love you guys, and I hope you're doing okay. Know that you're not alone. Know that God is with you. And I hope that you are feeling all lit up and joyful inside.